man. I gotta stop drinking soda, Tyler.
Well, this isn't soda, Sam.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking Olipop.
I have never heard of that in my entire life.
You've never heard of Olipop?
Mm-mm.
Olipop is a new type of soda. Instead of unhealthy additives and hard-to-pronounce chemicals, each can is packed with 9 grams of fiber, just 35 calories, and between 2 to 5 grams of sugar. Olipop is formulated with a proprietary formula of plant-based prebiotics that are scientifically proven to bolster digestive health.
You're joking.
Not joking. You can save 15% on your order with using our code, which is HERDSODA, which is H-E-R-D-S-O-D-A, at drinkolipop.com.
What are y'all waiting for?
Click the link down below and save 15% on your order at drinkolipop.com.
Ready?
No,
set?
No, that go! Was so good. It's all your
welcome
fault.
Welcome to Have You Heard About Animals?
With Sam and Tyler.
Star-nosed mole edition.
At least I didn't interrupt you.
I'm going to be honest. The star-nosed mole is the ugliest thing I've ever seen. I mean that in the most polite way possible.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
I'm going to let our listeners decide.
A group of moles is called a labor.
A group of moles is called a freckles.
I will reach through this computer.
These little moles are semi-aquatic, and they live in North America, more commonly up towards, you know, the Northeast, up towards Canada.
Yep, they live in the Adirondacks, where I'm at.
And they have these fancy things that I'm not familiar with called thymer's organs.
What did you just say?
Thymer's organs.
It's like you're having a stroke every time you say that.
Well, the thing is, I don't know how to pronounce it, and I'd rather say it like that than just thymer's organs.
Okay, fair enough.
I felt like you knew what those were.
I do.
Yeah. There you go. Go off.
I don't. No, but anyways, on a serious note, the star-nosed mole. The star-nosed moles are interesting characters. Very interesting. Very interesting. They, like we said, they are semi-aquatic. They love to swim, and they've been noticed to swim under ice. Under ice.
When boys tacos.
Like she was saying, the 22 tentacle-like things on their face, they're highly sensitive, the Elmer organs. They're rich with nerves and blood vessels, and they identify food. Like, they're able to identify the food that they need. The best place to see them are in Tennessee, and here's what one sounds like.
These guys are the fastest eating mammals on planet Earth.
I did not read that.
Yep. They will identify and consume their food within 120 milliseconds.
What?
Yep. They're the fastest eating mammal on planet Earth.
Surprised they don't get indigestion.
I know. I feel like that's me, and I'm always getting heartburn.
So one of the things that have baffled scientists about the star-nosed mole is that they don't know how they communicate because they live in groups. Like, they're a social species, and whenever they do have captives, like whenever they like take them to research them, they produce very few vocalizations between groups, and they suggest it's like a vocal signal because they don't know how they do it because their vision sucks. So they're thinking it's tactile and chemical cues. So it's based off like pheromones and whatnot. So it's pretty cool to think about that because they have a lot of glands in their throats, wrist, chin, and abdomen. I thought that was interesting.
They can smell underwater.
That would be an interesting fact or tool to have.
You didn't know about that?
No, I did not see
that. How do we have completely different facts?
That's good, though.
Yeah, well, so they can smell underwater. They, like, make little air bubbles, and then they can, like, breathe them in, and they smell the scent. It's crazy.
What in the evolution? What?
I know. These guys are so weird. They look weird, and they also are weird.
Hey, it adds you be up. Nice to them. You be nice to them.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with weirdos. We are two of them.
That's fair. And you know what? Since Sam just insulted us, we're going to go to good news.
Have you heard the good news? With Tyler and Sam.
Go, Tyler. Go, Tyler.
Good news of 2023 doesn't have to do with science, but inflation is coming down.
Woo!
So per price of consumer goods and everything, I mean, it's technically science and statistics. So yeah, inflation's coming down. Consumer goods are going down by at least 5% almost, and should drop as low as 2% per month by the end of 2023.
Which means you guys have more money to go to the zoo and learn about animals.
Exactly. So I don't want to hear your excuses.
Yep.
Also, we're not shaming anyone that doesn't spend their money, by the way.
Yeah, correct. Save your money if you want. You go, yeah. Champ.
Go on YouTube if you want to watch the animals.
Yeah. Or the live video streams.
All right, back to the show. These little fellas, the star-nosed mole.
They're the only creature to have a star nose.
That's a pretty solid fact.
They literally have a star nose. I think people need to understand that, like, the name is exactly what the animal is.
I mean, some star-nosed moles don't have them, which is pretty interesting to me.
That means they got cut off or something, because that's I saw a lot of pictures of them with them.
I see some without one.
Is it just as yucky looking?
God, this thing is ugly when it's wet. Like,
they do be living up to 4 years. That's their average lifespan.
Yes, they do not. They do not live long. You would think they would live longer being these tiny little fellows.
I don't know, though, because they're blind. So I'm sure they have a pretty hard time with prey.
Yeah, that's true.
I should say. And they also are carnivorous.
Yes, they are. I was just about to say that.
Yeah. They should be sniffing around for their food.
Their population threat is none. There is no major threat on the star-nosed mole.
There's a ton of them.
A ton of them. Fun facts for kids, people. They are ideal for detecting earthquakes.
Ooh. Smokey the Bear is going to tag him in. Star-nosed mole.
I don't know if you knew this about the fastest eating thing. It is in my notes. But they are also in the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest hunters in the world.
Heck yeah. 120 milliseconds.
And their little tentacles, it can touch up to 12 objects a second.
Oh, so weird. Imagine if one of those things just comes up on you and grabs your arm.
I would scream.
Me too.
So the last fun fact I have, this species hunts and seizes its victims so quickly that it is nearly impossible for humans to follow it once it attacks its prey and takes it. That's why they are so elusive.
And that's why I am not going to touch them. Ever.
Yeah, stop touching them.
You know what? I don't think I'll even look at them, because truthfully, they kind of freak me out.
Why? They're so cute.
Nope. Not these ones. Sorry.
They're so cute. But anyways, that is all the information that we have on the star-nosed mole. If you want more information, you can go to factanimal.com, and I will link it down below.
Heck yeah. Click the link.
And other stuff. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Have You Heard About Animals is an educational podcast where we teach the importance of animals and human relationships. Sam and I have worked hard to create something that everyone can enjoy. So with that, please leave us a 5-star review, a review, and what you think about the podcast. Have You Heard About Animals was created by Sam Splash and Tyler. All music is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sam Splash Records. Artwork is copyrighted by Have You Heard About Animals and Sin Elric. Editing was done by Hugo.